Hilariously Melbourne.
There's so many beautiful moments during the Olympics, and Channel 7 coverage is fantastic, seeing all these great stories and just great personalities. And one that stood out yesterday was the Jamaican sprinter, Megan Tapper. She won bronze and was so wrapped with it. Not only did she win for running this was the 100-metre hurdles, she then broke out into a rap.
Nicki Minaj, pick up yourself. I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire. It's my empire. And it's a cut the shots. I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. This very moment, I slay Goliath with the sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. And I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me.
Mate, after, if I run a race,
I'm like that when I put the bins out. There's a recycling day.
Do you reckon? And Channel 7 doing a great job there with the coverage.
Well, they are doing a great job.
But would you, as a cameraman, would you be going, is this going to win? Yeah, like, how long do I keep this on her? Because she's going to do another verse.
Stay still. You want to bop along.
Why don't you wrap it up?
But here's the thing. I think everybody's got a rap in them. At some stage in your life, and particularly as a young, I'm going to say tween, it's during, I reckon, from 9 till about 13 is when you start learning stuff. Like, a lot of people, Vanilla Ice, they, you know, can remember that from their teen or their younger years. Fair.
Yeah, I've got a wrap in me. It was a chicken schnitzel wrap with some avocado, aioli, and sweet chili. I just absolutely smashed.
No, I know you know the McDonald's wrap too. All beef paste, sausage, cheese,
because I said, I know the one where it's, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and where that's all I've got.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
In the gangster's paradise.
Not Coolio.
Nick?
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Okay, off you go.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed. Even a G she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got, I won't say the rest. Shake that healthy butt. Young ears.
Well done.
That's so good.
You've got one.
You have to learn it. The school bus, the only way you could get to sit at the back of the bus before you're in year 12 is if you could sing that whole song a cappella and do the whips. So even though the whips.
Whoa.
I was sitting at the back.
Mine's CNC Music Factory. Sitting in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cold coal on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang. Who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to strut. Got to the door. Ding dong. Who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Flyers can be tight dress and all. I knew that she was faithful. I really didn't have the goal. I don't like losing. He had the goal. My girlfriend paid me a visit.
You have never not sung that. I think you were a bit worried because he nailed it.
He nailed it.
And, and it's put you under the pump.
I know.
Fee did just do 100-metre hurdles. So.
Oh, my God.
I didn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, My girl was standing while I was creating the pump. She said, girlfriend, things that make you go, I got there.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. The pre-season on The Fox.
We're having a bit of fun. A Jamaican sprinter, she came third, bronze medal in the 100-metre women's hurdles final. Singing, now her name's Megan Tapper, and she was great fun. She had the cameras went to her for her celebration of winning the bronze, and she started rapping Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, pick up yourself. I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive.
And then she keeps going. She does about two verses.
She was Jamaican the world crazy. They went crazy, didn't they? Yeah.
We all did our raps then. Nick is very good at baby got very back. Good. I had a crack at my
just nails it.
CC and Music Factory. Can I have another crack?
No.
Okay.
We've wrapped you up.
That's really a shame. I really like it. Things that make you go, that's my go-to. Sitting by the fireplace Paris from Werribee. Hey, Paris.
Hi, guys. There's never been any point in knowing this, but You know, in Root Scooting Baby, the 5, 6, 7,
yeah.
8,
yeah,
there was like a
song.
Dance break in the middle. I know that.
Do you know what? I love that even more, Paris. When you know, not a predictable rap, but an obscure rap, I think that's even more credit to you. So, okay.
Paris, is this from like a summer hit CD, just stuck on repeat or something?
For sure. Yep, like a Pepsi Max or something, right. Definitely.
Okay.
Give it to us, Paris. Give it
Boot
to us.
Scooting Baby, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Foot kicking, finger clicking, leather slapping, hand clapping, hip bumping, music thumping, knee hitching, heel and toe. Floor scuffing, leg shuffling, big grinning, body spinning, rumping, stumping, pumping, jumping, sliding, gliding. Here we go.
Wow.
That is amazing. And you're right, Paris, so irrelevant to everything.
So
like,
irrelevant.
I've never heard it.
So irrelevant.
And that's actually my net bank password. So if anyone knows.
Paris, do you ever bring it out?
I do. My husband would say, I do.
Yeah.
I randomly will sing it.
That's a good power play. Put it on like a party and everyone, you know that bit when everyone's like sings a chorus and then everyone's like, oh, mime it, and then Paris comes out and sings it. They're whoa, blow my mind.
Great job, Paris. Well, Kirsty from Hillsville. Hey, Kirst.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Now, what's the rap you know?
Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. This is the
moment. Tonight is the night, feel right till it's over, where you put your hands up.
Like, yeah. Okay, I don't, I can't even remember the rap, but why don't you do it for us, Kirsty? Off you go.
Okay, return of the Mac. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking on your human. Get up, three sharp hits, start walking, little bit of humble, little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby, sweat again, no, you can't copy. Yup, bad, mood walking, it's here, it's our party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did it our way. Grow music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. I got the bad bucket suit game and pink away. My style, money, stay on my craft, dig them around for the pounds, but I'd not pass a torch. Oh, now I've lost it.
Oh,
wow.
Kirsty, amazing. Now that's a real rap.
Yeah,
it's so fast as well.
Yes.
That's the problem with those super quick ones. As soon as you, it's like a kid learning how to ride the bike. As soon as there's a bit of a wobble, hard to get it back on course.
Mate,
you
cool.
smash that.
That was really
up.
Good, Kirsty. And finally, Kiera in St Kilda. Hey, Kiera.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Kiera. Now, you've learned a bit of Fergalicious, Fergie?
Yeah, I've learned a bit of Fergie from year 5.
Oh, okay.
Year 5.
This was all the rage in primary school, so I felt it's best to call in and wrap it on live radio.
Okay, off you go, Kiera.
Alrighty. All the time I turn around, brothers got me round, always looking at me up and down, looking at my... I'm trying to say it now. I'm trying to round that drum a little, mama. I don't want to take you, man. And then no one will come off. Just a little conceited. I keep on repeating how the boys want to eat. But I can't tell that it can't be treated like clown tail because they say he's delicious.
Wow.
That is so good.
Is that how you get the pen license? Okay, you've nailed that. There you go.
That was great. This is good. Do you know what? And it's not as impressive. I just remembered one I learned.
You had your chance, mate. You had your chance.
I know.
You were dumb. You're one of those kids that loses a race and goes, can we do it again until you win? And everyone just quits and just goes, I win, I win.
Remember Gangster's Lovesick? Strangely enough, I've been struck, affected by her smile, and your style is worthwhile. And knowing that her love's like a river. My friends, I could.
Oh, you stopped it again!
And you got the lyrics in front of you on the phone.
Yeah, because it was like 1990. It was like, I was like. I said I know the stuff we had planned, but please understand. Now I'm lost. Sick. Da, da,
da, da, when I think of rap, I always think that. Sounds like the Cat Empire. What is that?
We'll let you finish one, Boxy. Just give us the 2 off beef patty. Yeah.
2 off beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Big Mac! Beefy,
Feb, and Nick. The preseason on the Fox.
Pete Evans has had a really interesting path over the last few years. Gone from big TV superstar, Channel 7, couldn't put him on more shows, My Kitchen Rules. He was dominating. He was the chef that everyone turned to, buying his books. And then he started having some different thoughts and different theories on things. And then he has gone out of favour. Media won't touch him. We only mentioned the other day that he bought, like a year ago, he started his own wellness centre up near Byron Bay. That's gone on the market. Mm. And he's now turned to Cameo. So Cameo is the platform where you can get famous people, and I mean any level of fame. Yeah. Like someone who appeared once on an episode of Friends, you can get them to do a shout out. So you can pay $50, or there are some stars that would charge a lot more for that. But anyway, you get a little shout out, might be a happy birthday message. So he's about to start his cameo business where people can ask him, pay him to send them messages. Can we hear his introductory video?
G'day everyone, Pete Evans here. Stoked to be a part of the Cameo family. Now, if you would love a shout out, a message for a birthday, an anniversary, whatever it may be, even a quick hello, send us a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Cheers everyone and have a wonder-filled day.
Can we get him to do one for us?
Well, that's what we're going to try to do.
Oh, yes. How much is it?
Leon, how much is it? Do we know how much he's charged?
50 bucks? 50 whole bucks.
Yeah, 50 bucks. Oof, okay.
Even Ben Cousins, 50. So, yeah. Wonder-filled? Did he say that at the end?
Yeah, wonder-filled day.
Absolutely.
It's actually the worst thing that's ever come out of Pete Evans' mouth. Wonder-filled day. Give me that dodgy health advice all day long before I ever hear wonder-filled. Come out of anyone that's not a 7-year-old girl again.
Well,
wonder-filled day.
Well, you're not going to have a wonder-filled day with that sort of attitude.
I'm furious.
Wonder-filled.
So
I can't wait to say that every day.
Now, we're going to try to get a message from Pete.
Yeah, that'd
we'll see
be amazing.
How we go. But think about this. This does backfire on celebrities, and it has in the past.
Yes.
So we're going to apply a few examples. Remember Carol Baskin? She got duped. I think it was by some English guys.
Yeah, they were. Two English
dudes. They were two English pranksters. See, pranksters can have a field day with celebrities on this because particularly when you're leaving messages for people in other countries, you don't necessarily know some of the infamous names in that country. So Carol Baskin, as you're about to hear, got stitched up. And the references in here are to two former child entertainers who anyway.
I've never heard.
Just listen.
Cats and kittens, it's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue. Hi, Rolf Harris. I hear there's a lot of great stories about you and your best friend, Jimmy Seville. Can't wait to hear those. Happy birthday, Rolf.
Then Beverly Mitchell, she was an actress from Seventh Heaven, if you can remember that TV show.
That was a great show.
Some Australian prankster got her a beauty.
Hey, Ivan. Not many people pick up hitchhikers anymore, but you really helped out the backpacker gang. And you belong in Seventh Heaven, so thank you. We need more people in the world like you. So, Ivan, Milot, I hope I said it right. Sending you lots of love, and thank you again for being such a big fan and for just being awesome and being you.
Nick's never heard these.
I've never heard of that. It's the best. Oh, I've forgotten Wonderfield. That's turned me around. That is hilarious. Very rarely would those three names elicit joy in someone, but that is.
What about, I'm going to see if I can do one more for you. This was Flavor Flav.
Great.
Yes, I'm standing and I didn't fail, because this message goes out to George Pell. That's right, book by Tristan. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey, yo, George Pell, yo, I just got to say happy retirement, my man. You know what I'm saying? For real.
He didn't do his
research. They almost.
Oh, no, his catchphrase.
Oh, no, he didn't. So there we go. Yeah, Pete Evans. I get the feeling Pete is going to be inundated with cameo requests, including ours.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick, the preseason on the Fox.
We need to get down to business. Brendan Favola.
Fiona Box.
But I don't know whether you know this.
No.
There is an app that anybody can access COD statistics for any players that play COD.
Okay.
So I have in my hand here your stats, Fev.
You've got my stats.
I've got your stats. Now, you have been playing
good.
For just under 6 months. Brendan Favola, you have clocked up 557 hours spent playing the game. Now, that is playing the game.
Wow.
That's not just sitting there with the machine on.
Sure, it's not 57 hours?
557 hours. That is the equivalent of 23.2 days.
That's a month.
Non-stop. Out of 6 months, one whole month was playing COD, sitting at the terminal there. That's 92.8 hours a month. That's 23.2 hours a week. You are roughly...
One day.
Three work days a week are on COD. You're gonna have to...
face it, you're addicted to COD.
Wow.
It's a lot of time playing COD.
It is, isn't it? It's a bit scary.
Well, there's even more. These aren't now. They
I think about all the other things I do, the vacuuming, the washing, the cooking, the cleaning, and I can still get caught in. I'm pretty good.
See, if Alex is listening.
I love that's what you take from that. And I still got my chores done.
Yeah, and I still have, you know, hang out, take the kids to the park.
Remember you said to us you get more COD done, and then when you know Al is about to come home, you run around and do all that stuff.
That was off camera.
Well, I know, I think this is now exposing how many hours are on COD. They were the worrying stats. These are the concerning stats.
They weren't concerning enough. No. What else is there?
Well, because that's a lot of time and effort you're putting into a video game.
Surely the concerning stat is that Toby, his daughter, has watched 557 hours of COD.
No, I just got a message saying my Telstra has already reached its limit and it started like 4 days ago because she watches YouTube on my phone while I play.
No.
Now, Nick, you would think he's playing that much COD, 570 hours playing COD, he'd be good at it. This is a concern now, Fev, because I've got some extra stats.
Hang on, before you start. Yes. Before you start. Early days, okay. I didn't know what I was doing.
You're just running around war zones.
Yeah, a good 2 or 3 months, I was running around getting shot, had no idea what was going on.
Fev, just quickly, how many AFL games did you play?
204 more than you.
No, so 204 games. Times 2 hours is 408 hours. You've played more COD than AFL.
No, righto, Mr. Mathematician. What about all the training and all the meetings and all the crap that you do? And I started playing at the age of 5, so it's all hard work.
Let's go into these. I'm going deeper into these stats. So
I want to hear them. Play a song.
Over 6 months, Fev, you have killed 2,870 people. Yeah, so basically one person a game.
That's a couple of life sentences there.
So 2,000 people.
That's not many, is it?
You have been killed 6,650 times. That's not a flattering statistic.
Hold on, 6,000? He's only played for 500. So he's dying like 10, over 10 times an hour.
It gets worse.
How does it get worse?
Out of 2,550 matches, so 2,500 matches, you've won 28 times.
Yeah, but it's so hard to win.
That's a terrible
stat. No, but like Angus
that's still
O'Loughlin,
better than Carlton.
Yeah, he's better than Carlton. Angus O'Loughlin, who works on this radio station on the weekends, he is a gamer. He streams. Mm. He's only won like 180 or something, and he's played more than me.
I reckon, you say Angus is a gamer. You now are officially a gamer. You're welcome. Your working week is playing COD.
Yeah.
Like the people who are actually working shifts are working less time than you are playing COD.
It's an actual job, isn't it?
And but Fev, in conclusion, for all the time and energy you are putting into this video game, which isn't real, it's just pretending to be in the war.
Now, the 28 wins, I don't know where you got those stats from. In Rebirth, I've actually won 88 times. So,
can I put this in perspective? Because a lot of your life is going towards COD at the moment. A lot of valuable time.
Fev, can I just predict quickly? I don't see this last paragraph being great. The conclusion.
Well,
this is no fourth quarter comeback.
This is like she's dug the hole and she's about to push me in it. It can't get any better.
I know, but I just want to make this clear to you. You're dedicating a lot of your life, and you only get this isn't a dress rehearsal. You get one shot at life, and you're spending a lot of it playing a video game. 0.1% of games you win. So 0.1% of all that time and energy, you're actually doing something good. Good luck with it.
Well, I've died 6,000 times. So
some life choices you might want to reflect on. You've got an hour and a half drive home to Blair Gowrie this morning, mate, and then you're going to clock on to COD and spend all day doing it. 0.1% of your time doing that is successful. Anyway,
it's pretty grim, isn't it?
Some food for thought.
Well, there's a lot of apps where you can cheat, so I might have to crack into some of the cheating apps and start getting into that. That's really bad. I'm going to have to give up. Do I give up? What do I do with that, or do I just persist?
Some self-reflection needs to happen now, probably. Yep. Is there more you
could
be...
Well, good news is you can't get worse at it, so it's only up to there, isn't it?
Phoebe, Fev and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
Anyone who's single out there looking for love, this might be life-changing. There is a TikToker who's had 12 million views, and she claims she has discovered the way to guarantee someone falls in love with you instantly. It's called the love triangle technique. Now, here's what you do. And apparently it works every time. Every time, but get the timing. You've got to get the timing right.
Yeah.
So this is the love triangle technique.
Now,
don't
just read it out. Is this like hypnotism? Ooh. Like, are people just going to be?
I just do it. Okay, well, I'm not going to.
Just heads up.
Well, people listening.
If I fall in love, Lurch is going to be.
Oh, I know.
But I can't leave someone with a 1 week old.
Obviously, you're all in relationships, this is an experiment. This is just a little experiment. Why are you laughing? What's happening?
Just some really, really good gags going on.
Okay. What's the gag?
I missed it. Josiah's
losing it.
Josiah did it.
What did you do?
Oh, no.
He went.
Oh, no. No, I did not do
hand
that.
Hand gestures. You can't. There's no hand gestures in this.
Yeah, you've got me already, Faye.
Okay. Now.
I'm throwing something.
I might try the love triangle.
Yeah, try.
We're all friends and this is just a silly tech. This is a silly game. But I'm going to give it a shot. Just
it's a silly game. We're all friends, but I'm really going to try and make you fall in love.
Yeah.
It's a game though, but it doesn't work.
I don't want to do it
friends.
Now.
Just do
I
it.
Well, should I get Leon in?
Well, he's not going to make us fall in love with him.
No, for me, I'm nervous.
He could do it for an hour. I'm not going to love him.
He could do it for an hour.
I can appreciate that if you're listening to this, it's frustrating because I haven't said the technique. Should I tell you what the technique is or shall I
just do it. We won't make fun of you.
I'm going
to
laugh.
Do it to Josiah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I'll do it to Josiah.
Well, you don't have kids, man.
Uncomfortable right now. Okay, Josiah.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, but Josiah's so polite. You'll just be nice to me. I feel like Fev would be honest and blunt.
Okay, do it to me then.
Do it to Fev.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Just do it and we'll find out which one of us falls
in love.
Here we
go. You actually try and figure out, boys, what I'm doing to Fev. Here we go. Goes like this. Can you just stand there?
Not from that far.
You need to be still and not do that. Okay, here we go. Ready, Nick, Josiah, see what I'm doing. Here we go. It goes like this. I did it. Did you fall in love? I did it. It was that quick. It's got to be quick. Ready? I'll do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Did you see what I did?
What'd you do?
Yeah, she drew a triangle with her eyes.
Yes. Well done, Nick. Yeah. I did it twice. I really slowed it down the second time. Yeah. So you look in the left eye, you look at the lips, and then you look at the right eye. That's it. Wow. Apparently that is like
I could tell
magic.
You something else to do that'll make me fall in love with you for about 5 seconds.
Fifi, Fev and Nick, the preseason on the Fox.
Well, this is a huge moment here on the show, Fifi, Fev and Nick, this morning, Melbourne. We are joined by a global superstar and his new single and the title track from his new album, Bloor Street, is available now. You can pre-order the full album. Head to KiefersSutherland.net because, yes, the man is joining us all the way from LA. Kiefer, welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you so much. What a nice introduction. How are you?
Oh, Kiefer, we're great. Well, we're good because we've just come out of, you may have heard about this, the longest lockdown the world has seen through this pandemic. So we've all been cooped up for about 2 years. So having some great new music to listen to produced by yourself is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's very, very kind. Yeah, I have family in Toronto, Canada. And up until about 3 weeks ago, they were in the longest lockdown in this pandemic, and then you guys have now won. So
we're proud of that. Now, mate, I'm going to ask you a question that you might not answer, but I really want you to answer. Now, Fifi, my co-host over here, loves a favorite show. She talks about it all the time, 24. My favorite show is Designated Survivor. I love it. I've watched all of it. Fee's watched
Thank
all
you.
Of 24.
Well,
What's
actually,
your...
do you know what, Kiefer? I've saved the very last season because I don't want it to end. And that's not a joke. So I haven't watched the last season because I refuse to let it to end.
What's your favorite?
Well,
which one's your favorite?
You know, I love making both of them. And I'm not just saying that because I have to. And honestly, I do have to. but I have to be honest with you, just on a sheer adrenaline level. And this is not something that I hope for in reality or anything else, but there is nothing more fun than running as fast as you can, screaming at someone with a gun in your hand, and
That kind of stuff was a blast to do. The action stuff for 24 was just a lot of fun.
You can't, Kiefer, and I'm so sorry Fev brought that up, because I said you can't ask Jack Bauer who his favourite character is. No offence to Tom Kirkman, but you're Jack Bauer.
He's the president. He's saving the world.
Sorry, I do love Tom, but Jack. Oh.
This is what we have this conversation daily.
Constantly. I would have liked maybe if Tom Kirkman had run a little more, I would have felt a little more.
He just strutted around, didn't he?
But I did 24 for a decade, and so I have a picture of my daughter in grade 7. And then when we finished 24, I have a picture of her on the set, and she had just graduated NYU, New York University.
Wow.
And so it was a huge part of not only my life, but my family's life. And so there will always be a special place in my heart for that show and that experience.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And he's the most, I would say, in the top 10 of characters of all time, Jack Bauer is going to appear. Yeah. You are brilliant, Kiefer. I've gotten confused with the character and the actor.
Well, my gosh, they couldn't be more different.
Yes, I know.
he was a great character to play, but absolutely a character, and certainly not anything like me as a person.
No.
In fact, one of my favorite things, because I'm not the tallest guy in the world, I'm about 5'9" on a good day, and I'd be standing up against some guy who was 6'4". And I would be smiling, and we'd be about to do this fight sequence. And I'd be smiling, and he'd say, "What are you smiling about?" And I said, "No matter what happens, I'm going to win." Because it's written. And in real life, you would kick my ass. But today, I get to win because it's written down that I do. It just makes me smile every time.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Kiefer, not only for just sharing those stories, because we are a big fan of all your work, but more so new music. This is wonderful. We love the album Bloor Street and your new single, and it is available now. So everyone in Melbourne, get around this. Pre-order the full album. Head to kiefersutherland.net. And we know you're touring. We might get all our listeners and all of Melbourne to really start a mission to get you down here, a campaign. We'd love to get you to Melbourne.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you very much. And regardless of that, it's somewhere, I've wanted to come to Australia so badly. And you have inspired me to really get committed to do that this year, in the upcoming calendar year during our tour, and we will figure it out. And I hope we see you sooner than later.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Kiefer. You're a true gentleman.
Well, bless your heart. It's been so fun and so generous of you to like both shows and just have an awesome rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.
Designated Survivor is a heaps better show. It's my favorite.
No, 24. We love 24. No. Thank you, Kiefer.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick. The preseason on the Fox.
There was a story kicking around yesterday you may have seen, where Aussie parents were sharing the things they used to do as kids that would be considered incredibly dangerous today.
Mm.
And I think about that often. I think about when we used to just walk to the shops, and I'd never let my kids walk to the shops at dusk,
no.
Like as it's getting dark outside. And then I was thinking about something that I used to do that I don't even think my mum knew about.
Ooh.
And it was so dangerous and not on.
Now, what level of danger? Because my parents always told me I've got very freckly skin, and so do they. But they
don't go
back
outside.
In the day, just stay inside, you ranger. But they would just cover themselves in like butter or oil or whatever to get it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, that's dangerous for your health.
Long term
danger. This was danger for the community.
Wow.
Now I do have my mum on the line because I'm going to do this the right way and to finally tell her something. Hi, mum.
Hi, Fee.
Hi.
Hey, Pearl.
Hi, Pearl.
Hi, guys.
Now, mum.
So
can Fifi still play with us, Pearl? Is that okay? That's what it feels like, this chat.
Now,
let me think about that.
I grew up at Wonga Park. You might know, if people don't know Wonga
Jumping
Park.
Creek Road.
Jumping Creek Road, Wonga Park, out there near Warrandyte, on the way to Lilydale, mm-hmm. Croydon. And mum's still there in the house. Now, mum, as you look out your bedroom window at the moment, you look into the paddock down the back. So we had
How
a big.
How do you know I'm in the bedroom?
Because I'm getting. Because you'll be in bed listening to us on the iPad.
iPad, you'll be there with your cup of tea, your TV on.
You don't know that.
Where are you, mum?
Where are you?
In the bedroom.
So, So as Mum's looking at her bedroom window, it's a beautiful, obviously, Wonga Park, semi-rural, and we've got a paddock down the back, which is full of trees and pine trees. And after school, I'd finish school and then we'd come home and my cousins and I would just run around the paddock and you wouldn't really see us, Mum, or know what we were doing.
Okay.
Oh, so God, that's getting grim already.
My grandma and grandpa lived next door.
Yeah, yep.
And my cousins and I, we snuck into grandma and grandpa's because you could sneak in because they'd be watching the TV and the TV was so loud they wouldn't hear us in their house.
Yeah, and they're old.
We sneak in and they were smoking and we would get matches.
Oh, no.
You weren't smoking.
No, I've never smoked. But no, we'd get the matches and then we'd go down.
Can I just ask you about the never smoking?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you about that?
Oh, okay.
I can remember once when you came home from somewhere and I found a cigarette in your pocket.
Did you?
And you immediately said it belonged to Erica. And I've been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know that it did belong to Erica.
I think it did. I think it was Erica's.
No, you little smoker. Yeah,
also, I met Erica when I was 19. Like,
every day. So, that's why she's awake, just staring out into the paddock going, that was Fee's diary, and I know it.
Did you literally have a little puff? You would have, and you've kept the bud.
Look, that's all right. I was at uni anyway.
Yeah.
So, Mum, this is, we would have been about 12, 14 when we got the matches from Grandpa beside his bed. And then, Mum, we went down the back paddock and we were starting fires, like bonfires. Wow. How dangerous is that?
Joking.
No, Mum, we'd get like wood and we thought we'd start a fire.
So can I ask you how you put the fire out?
Well, I don't, from memory, it was pretty hard to get it started. Mm. I don't know. They weren't the most successful fires. And obviously now we know all about fire safety and how dangerous this
especially
was.
Especially in scrub and with all the pine.
It
wow.
was winter though because we were trying to keep warm by a campfire. Mm.
Because you realise being a rural community, you could easily have burnt Wonga Park down.
I know.
You get that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm now aware of this. And as I said, I was a child and it was the 80s and I don't endorse this. But I feel a weight off my shoulder, Mum, for telling you.
Indeed. And what am I supposed to do with that information now?
I don't, like, you don't have, you, it's.
Well, I love you, Pearl, yes? But I feel like it comes down to parenting. Okay. You should have known where your kids were.
Oh.
At all
excuse
times.
Excuse me, Fev.
I'm joking, Pearl. I'm joking.
Fifi, Fev and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
Aussie parents have been sharing the things they used to do as kids that would be considered very dangerous today because the times have changed. And I did just get my mum, Pearl, on to confess to what I did when I was about 12 at the back of our house. In Wonga Park, I was starting fires. Well, trying to. That's a 10 or 12-year-old thinking, you know, you wouldn't do that. But mate. Back, don't forget that, like the late 80s, people, you were having, my grandpa next door had an incinerator. I was surrounded in people lighting fires.
I was thinking when you told that story, Boxy, remember the kids like a couple of years ago started a fire similar to what you would have been doing?
Yeah.
Just mucking around. And they burnt like 100,000 hectares and people.
I did a similar thing with
never
my
know.
Cousin playing with matches.
It could have just happened.
Set the paddocks out the back on fire.
Did you?
By mistake. Yeah, and just blame some other kids.
Do the hot box.
Did you really do that?
How many burn songs are there?
Well, anyway, we've asked you to share what you were doing as a kid. And we've got Anna from Sky. Hi, Anna.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Anna. Now, Anna, you've been very brave. I love what you've done. I just did it, and it's not that bad. I just told my mum something. Anna, you've got something to tell your mum, Diana.
Yes, I do.
Well, we've got Diana here on the line. Hi, Diana.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, Diana. Diana, your daughter, Anna, has something to confess to you. Anna, I'll leave you to chat with your mum.
All righty. Okay. Hi, Mum. How are you going?
Hi. Good.
Sorry to wake you up. Yeah.
Yes. You'll get it later.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Bang.
All right. So, you know how growing up in the Pines,
yes.
My bedroom window was facing out onto the street?
Yes.
Yeah. So I used to sneak out about 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sorry?
I used to sneak out of my bedroom window about 1-2 o'clock in the morning and just wander the street.
Wander the street.
No, I can't remember this really.
Well, no, because you were asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, epic fail, Mum. You're not understanding, are you?
No, that's... No, I Diana. Diana, you've taken it so well. I almost wish my mum had taken it this well and just pretended it didn't happen. That's so, and how old were you when you were out wandering the streets?
13, 14.
13? Whoa. You snuck so outside dangerous. The window.
Yeah.
Diana, you didn't know this.
No, really, just like maybe I did, but I can't remember really. It was, she's 37 now.
I know, yes, 12. You're right.
How does that make you feel, Diana, though, knowing that your daughter Anna, at the age of 14, in Pines, which is a rough area, is walking around by herself in the middle of the night?
Now I'm all shaky.
Oh, no. Oh, Anna.
You're grounded, Anna.
I think your mum's going to deal with you a bit later.
You're
37-year-old
grounded. You're grounded for a month.
Diana, Anna, do you feel lighter? You got it out. You've told her. You've confessed. Well done.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the aftermath now.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm
in trouble.
I'm a bit nervous for you, I think.
Why, like, Fee, you said this before, feel better, it's off your chest.
Yes.
You don't want to just lock it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think. What is
this should
the point
be called making mums feel bad.
Well, Diana, thank you for coming on the show. We're sorry we woke you up. And Anna, I think you are going to get it later. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
The best thing is, Boxy, it's off your chest now. Well, you're fine. Your mum will deal with it because they get over things. You're an older person.
Have you met my mum?
I know, but she'll bring it up.
She was thinking about a durry from 20 years ago.
Hilariously Melbourne.